Hello everyone, welcome to the 8th episode of the Get Fit Trip podcast. This is Daniel Davis and it's my pleasure to host the show that I'm super passionate about. This show is designed for everyone who deserves and desires to get fit. Now, sit back, relax, and let's talk. Don't waste your time at the gym. I go to the gym every morning at 6 a.m. I've noticed a guy for the past year and a half. He punches in with me and punches out with me. And I'm just wondering, this guy must be a VP of public relations or a manager of public relations or something. Super sociable, nothing wrong with that. But he just wastes his time, talks to everyone. At the beginning, I thought that he just talks to the ladies. But gradually, I found out, no. He talks to elderly, to men, women. He doesn't discriminate among gender, age, or background. There is absolutely, positively nothing wrong with having conversation with others at the gym. But it shouldn't just take all your time. You shouldn't just go to the gym and talk to others and just, let's say, do a set and then 10 minutes break, another set, 5 minutes to talk to someone else. What's the use of that workout? You just call it a workout. You're just wasting your time. On the other hand, some people may not be interested in conversation with you. Don't mistake courtesy with consent. If they are smiling at you, just answering your question, maybe just out of their courtesy. They just want to do their workout. Maybe they don't have the same mindset as you. Our body goes through intensity and relaxation during the workout as we do a set and then we take a break, and we make that intensity just less a minute and the relaxation 10 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever. That doesn't work. It's just you don't sweat. There is no heat, no beat, no sweat, and it's just because of the long crazy breaks that you take. Even more dangerous than talking to others, your cell phone. I see some people just get involved with their cell phone, texting, I don't know, checking something on Google, checking the Facebook of their friends, listening to, looking for their favorite song. And if they are younger, it's even worse because they may be hooked with Instagram, Snapchat, or TikTok. All these applications are just designed to grab your attention and not let it go. And once you open it up, you are just into their trap. You cannot get out. It happens to myself, but it doesn't happen at the gym. One of the best equipment that can help you out to be concentrated on your workout is having a headphone. It's one of the must-have equipments that any person at the gym should have. First of all, it helps you to learn something new if you are listening to your favorite podcast or audiobook. Or it helps you to tune in when you're listening to your favorite music. It also trims out those people who just come around you and they want to talk to you. When they see you have your headphone on, they normally don't bother to come to you and just talk to you that much. To take your time, waste your time. And you can be more focused on your workout. Another piece of equipment that I found is super cheap and super effective is having a timer. When you have your timer in your pocket, and let's say you just give it 30 seconds or 45 seconds between each set that you do, that one is going to discipline your mind, your body. That there is an external force pushes you forward to just focus on your workout, and there is no cheating, just going over your break and do it more, talking to someone. And when you have that timer in your hand, if someone approaches you, you can just mention that I'm working out based on my time, let's talk later. We have a 2 million year old brain. Our brain is designed to save energy. It comes from the evolutionary phenomenon that we have been dealing with for millions of years, and that was a survival game at the time. But now that we willingly choose to go to the gym and spend energy, we should fight our brain back. That's the time that if we can just have the discipline of focusing our workout, having the disciplined and focus breaks in between, that one is going to help us out to have it trimmed and shaped and shredded body. Otherwise, it's just waste of time. You see, some people just get chubbier, and after a while, they see, okay, gym didn't have any effect. But no, you didn't do it correctly. You were just wasting your time over there. So it's a tried and true program that if you don't really see a change in your body, see a progress, you may get bored of the routine and after a while quit. So it's better to focus. There are numerous places that you can talk to people. You can go to the bars, coffee shops are the best place for talking, and you can talk to your friends on the phone outside of the gym. When you go to the gym, don't waste your time. Don't go there just to pass your time. Focus on your workout and you'll see the result and you'll appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to our website, to our blog, to our podcast. Check our Facebook pages, our Twitter page. And until next time, just focus on your training. Don't waste time at the gym. Talk to you soon.